the concepts of the book of life and God's judgment. Those are phrases that Jews mention a lot in conjunction with the day of Rosh Hashanah. Another name for Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment, because it is the annual day on which God makes a general judgment for what will happen to every person in every nation until the eve of the next Rosh Hashanah. This general judgment contains within it all the particulars, but in a potential way. There are many different particulars. One example is that God judges that each person is eligible for a certain amount of blessings in the year ahead. For example, the person's allotment of income. So then during the year, there's a more particular judgment every month and even every day of how and if any of the eligible allotment will be bestowed down to the person's actual physical income. So for a businessman who's making business deals every day, on one day he might be judged for the deal to go through, and another day he might be judged for another deal not to go through, and another day he might find a $20 bill in the street, or his tax return from the previous year might be more or less than he expected. It all adds up. And he himself might have a fixed paycheck coming in, but he might fall ill and his income will be depleted by medical expenses, or he might have to pay out money in an unexpected lawsuit. But the most net income that should come to him for the year is the amount that was judged for him on Rosh Hashanah. Now, the most important of all the particular judgments is whether the person will be living when next Rosh Hashanah comes or not. That's why the judgment is referred to symbolically as an inscription in the book of life, because life is the most important thing. So, of course, we need to pray especially about that part of the judgment. But the reason why it's referred to as an inscription in the book of life is because an inscription can be changed. And even if a seal is put on the inscription, the seal can be removed. So there are three things that can influence God to change the judgment that was made on Rosh Hashanah to something for the better. The first is repentance. That the person regrets and confesses the sins he did, and he improves his way, because this judgment is based on the good things that the person did and the sins that he did that he didn't repent for from the previous year. So take, for example, King Ahab, or Ahab. He was very wicked, and God made a severe decree against him. But he repented, and the decree was removed until he fell back again into his old bad ways. The next way that the inscription can be changed for the better is through prayer. God hears every person's prayers, especially when they come sincerely from the depth of the person's heart. So you can take, for example, King Hezekiah, upon whom God decreed a fatal illness. But he prayed and his life was extended. The third way is giving charity. And it doesn't mean only giving proper charity in donations of money, but in general, it means doing acts of goodness and kindness. That this can influence God to do extra kindness with the person, to change to a better judgment. So take, for example, the wicked king Nebuchadnezzar. God revealed to him the punishment that was coming. He saw this in a dream. But Daniel gave him advice to give charity, to avert the severity of the decree. And that is what happened. So this is a general overview of those subjects.